Hello everyone, welcome back to the Fired Up Life video podcast. I want to talk about making things simple. Life is complicated. Sometimes our work is complicated. And minsan ang hirap sundin yung mga bagay-bagay. Bakit? Kasi ang hirap intindihin. Komplikado siya. And a lot of times we're not aware that we might be complicating things. What should have been simple, we make it complicated. Paano nga ba natin pasisimplihin ang mga ginagawa natin, ang mga ino-offer natin sa ibang tao? That's what we're gonna talk about now. How to make things simple. Komplikado ba ang buhay mo? Komplikado ba ang mga bagay-bagay? Ano ba ang ginagawa mo sa work? Masyado ba siyang maraming steps? O pwede namang simplihan. Ayan. So let me share with you a bit of context why I'm sharing this topic or just wanting to express what's on my mind about simplicity. So the context really of simplicity here is not about being a simple person, but it's about processes and systems. Paano pasimplihin yung mga bagay-bagay. Now, if you look at our mga food, no, food restaurants, especially the fast foods, di ba? They could offer so many foods or so many options. Pero yung goal talaga ng mga fast food is to present something simple. So they present like, sikat meal number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Diba? That's in the case of Jollibee. Kasi pag sobrang daming present, baka ma-overwhelm yung tao. Ang tagal makapili. Babagal yung business, diba? So if you also look at, in the case of cell phones, ang daming in-offer ng features ng cell phone. But if it's simple enough, then people are able to easily use it and be able to benefit from it, diba? Complicated or sophisticated doesn't always mean na it's a winner. Kailangan simplihan lang din. Now, in terms of, for example, explaining the faith to people, pwede namang philosophical terms, ang daming pwedeng gamitin na arguments, pero you want to look at your audience and you wanna think, naiintindihan ba nila? Is it simple enough that they will get it? So paano nga ba natin pasisimplihin ang mga bagay-bagay para maipanalo natin, whether it's business or whether it's teaching other people or whether it's really the approach to life? Paano nga ba natin gawin yan? I also recently discovered something because currently I'm in the process of launching my online course, and this online course is about writing books, no? Book writing hacks yung aking online course. And before, I used to have really complicated processes. Now, for example, I had to build a website, talagang WordPress and all that, to host my online course. Ang dami kong binili, ang dami kong inaral, ang dami kong kinonsulta. Then here's this simple process. Now, I'm hosting my online course right now, my book writing hack, inside Facebook groups. Now, Facebook groups is simple. Facebook groups is familiar. Facebook groups is something that is easy to manipulate. It's easy to operate and people are familiar with it, as I said. So for the longest time, hindi ko siya pinansin kasi masyado namang simple. Parang hindi ko matanggap na versus creating a website for the online course, eh magfi-Facebook group lang ako. Ang sayang naman ng effort ko. But you know what? I've been discussing this with one of my friends. I-host mo na yan sa Facebook group. Mas madali, mas simple. Ito yung nag-work sa mga Pilipino. this is what works for Filipinos. It's so easy. So finally, after a couple of months, umabot nga ito, itong buwan na to. Sabi ko, sige nga, i-host ko na lang sa Facebook group. And you know what? It worked. It's a simple process. People just pay through a payment portal using GCash. Then I give them access to the Facebook group. And a lot of people signed up. A lot of people bought the course. So dun ako nanggagaling. Dun yung konteksto ko why I'm sharing about simplifying or making things simple. Ayan. And I'm gonna share with you 3 questions that will guide us in simplifying things. Ayan. So first, ang kailangan tanungin natin sa sarili natin to make things simple is it easy? Is it easy? Ayan, inulit ko. Madali ba siya? Because if it's going to be difficult for people to go through a certain process, kung papahirapan pa natin sila, then people will easily dismiss it kasi kung mahirap ang proseso. Para sa'yo, madali. Because you worked hard to create a system, or maybe for you it's easy because you're trained to be like that. You're trained to be an engineer, you're trained to be a musician, you're trained to compute things. Kung accounting ka, madali lang para sa'yo yan. Pero if you're gonna transfer technology, if you're gonna teach other people, is it easy? Is it easy to understand? Is it easy to go through? If you're gonna give a talk, like a theological talk, are the terms easy to understand? Or baka mapapakamot yung nakikinig? Maybe for you, it's easy, but for others, is it easy? No, so I also write songs for those who know me for quite some time. Mahilig ako magsulat ng kanta. Ang isa sa mga iniisip ko, madali ba tong tugtugin ng mga tao? So for those who know me, my chords are just repeating, no? E, A, ganyan, no? C sharp minor, B, umiikot lang sa ganun. And there are a lot of songs that I make na ganun din. Napakadali ng chords, napakasimple niya. And those songs that are simple to play, yun yung pumapatok, no? Yun yung tinatangkilik. Is it easy to play? Is it easy to manipulate? Is it easy to navigate? Diba? If you look at our cell phones, even a 5-year-old can use it. Ganun kadali ang ating mga cell phones, mga apps. I have a son, 6 years old. No, yung pang-apat ko, yung my youngest. Na-amaze ako na parang ang dali-dali for him to use these apps. No, akala natin hindi nila kaya, pero these designers made it so easy that even a 5-year-old can use it. Ganun po. To make things simple, ask yourself, is it easy? Perhaps you're going through certain complaints. Yung may binabasa iyo na, let's just say, report, no? Yung format. Parang hirap naman ito, di ba? Parang pinapahirapan tayo. Parang komplikado. Hindi effective ito. Parang ayaw mong gawin. So, you see that there is a lot of resistance. Pero pag pinilit mo yung isang bagay, dahil gusto mo lang, no? Baka people won't want it. People will not accept it because it's just too difficult for them. Napaka-komplikado niya. Hindi siya madali. Ayan. So, make things simple by first asking, is it easy? Is it easy to do? Alright? You know, I served in the Kids for Christ ministry as the international coordinator for like 3 years or 3 to 4 years within that span of time. This was way back. in 2008 to 2011, sa mga panahon na yun. And it was a challenge for me because Kids for Christ, eh. How do I translate the gospel na maiintindihan ng mga bata? How do we create songs na gets nila agad, kuha nila agad, na mai-enjoy nila? You know, that was one of the most challenging things I did with a team. Kasi we had to simplify everything so that a kid could understand it. Another example, no? Yung anak ko, marami siyang tanong about the faith. For example, pag nagtanong lang ng, what does heaven look like? Di ba ang hirap noon kasi hindi nga natin alam, no? Di natin alam what it looks like. There are, you know, in the Bible, Jesus describes it through parables. Ang galing, di ba? Pinadali ni Kristo ang pag-intindi natin by relating to a parable and explaining something so unfathomable, something so divine that is beyond our comprehension. And Christ made it easy to understand by explaining through parables. The kingdom of heaven is like, diba? Ganun si Kristo. Easy, diba? How do we understand the mercy of God? What did Christ do? The parable of the prodigal son, diba? He showed how God loves us by telling a story. And a story has made understanding what is something so mysterious to be easily understood because of that story of the prodigal son. Kakabigay ko lang ng God's Love Talk dun sa Cavite last Sunday. And it's hard to explain God's love, but we have these stories that were shared by Jesus. So mas naging madali siya. Is it easy? Yan. That's one way to make things simple. And the thought process of making it simple is one of the hardest. No? Paglalo pag nagtuturo ka, pag nagtiteach ka, you have to simplify things para maintindihan. Ganun din sa paggawa ng produkto, madali lang ba siyang gamitin? Pag nagbigay ka ng instruction, nagsulat ka ng memo, naiintindihan ba? Is it easy? Are the words simple enough na hindi sila magkakamali? No, I recently talked to somebody na na-frustrate siya sa kanyang mga tao kasi iba-iba yung pag-intindi ng kanyang mga tao in terms of submitting the report. But the problem there would be the format of the report is not easy to understand. So, make it simple. Yun talaga yung challenge natin. Make it simple. Alright? So, again, our first point is to ask the question, is it easy? That's the first way to make things simple. So, let's proceed now to the second point, which is another question. The second question is, does it work? Does it work? Kung kanina, is it easy? Ito naman pangalawang tanong, does it work? Kasi pwede namang madali siyang gawin, pero baka hindi naman effective. Baka hindi naman naabot yung goal mo because komplikado siya or kahit madali siya, pero hindi pala siya effective. So that's the second phase. Is it working? Is the system working? Now, as I mentioned, I just launched another course, 20 Book Writing Hacks. Yun yung aking nilaunch kahapon and it's ongoing. Nilagay ko lang yung payment portal, tapos Facebook group lang. Tapos ang tao, mga tao na target market ko, ang dali nilang nakabayad kasi GCash lang and nakapasok agad sa Facebook group. It's working! Sabi ko sa isang kaibigan ko na matagal ko nang kasama sa pag-build ng mga website, ng mga online platforms. Sabi ko, bro, it's working! It's working! Diba? Ganun din po. Dun sa evangelization. If you're a member of a community or trying to reach people and to spread the gospel, is it working? No? Does it work? Yung ginagawa natin, effective ba siya? Kasi kung hindi siya nagwo-work, iisipin natin ngayon, why is it not working? What can we do to make it work? And it's always the simple way that works. Diba? Bakit hindi siya gumagana? Bakit hindi siya pumatok? Why didn't it work? We have to really ponder. Kunwari, you're handling a business. Meron kang produkto. Tapos, binenta mo. Walang bumili. Oh, bakit walang bumili? Bakit hindi siya effective? Why isn't it working? Baka, hindi siya simple enough. Baka hindi siya clear enough yung message mo. Hindi siya clear enough yung produkto mo, yung purpose ng produkto. Baka hindi siya clear enough. Ayan. Does it work? Relationships. Pwede rin, no? You have to make relationships simple. You have to make communication simple. Some relationships break down. Anong sinasabi natin? Pag hindi nag-work yung relationship, it's not working anymore. Oh, di ba? It's not working anymore. Bakit? Why is it not working anymore? Baka masyado mong kinokomplika ang mga bagay. Pwede mo namang sabihin ang pangangailangan mo. Pwede namang pag-usapan. Why do we have to guess what people may be thinking, di ba? Parang minsan, nag-guesswork tayo what the other person needs. And when I attended like a relationship seminar, may inattendan ako before. Alam mo yung solution niya? Mag-schedule ng one-on-one weekly at sabihin kung ano yung mga kailangan mo, mga expectation mo. Simple. Mag-usap lang pala. And a lot of relationships break down kasi they're trying to guess what the other person needs. Just simply say it. And have a weekly schedule to talk about things. And that relationship will now work because of a simple system. Alright? Make it simple. And again, the question that I want you to ponder, if you want to simplify things, is does it work? Kasi kung hindi siya nagwo-work, meron kang dapat baguhin, meron kang dapat ayusin, meron kang dapat pasimplihan, meron kang dapat dagdag o tanggalin. Nagwo-work nga ba siya? Whether it's family relationships, whether it's business, whether it's evangelization, whether it's trying to convince other people, does it work? And don't stop until you find what's working. Yun yung problema minsan sa atin. Pag pumalpak tayo, syempre nasasaktan tayo, napapaso tayo. Tapos, iniiwan na lang natin yung ating pursuits. But if the desire to achieve that goal is strong enough, hindi tayo titigil hanggat mag-work siya. If your relationships are important enough, you will not stop until you make it work. So, we proceed to our third point. The third point is very important para mas mapasimple pa ang mga bagay, mga proseso, mga approaches, mga plano. Kasi sino ba naman ang ayaw ng simple? Diba? Kasi simple is clear, it's concise, It's just relatable kasi simple lang. The third point that I want to share is what's the feedback? Ayun. Minsan takot tayo magtanong ng feedback or humingi ng feedback. Alam nyo, ako, I'm a training consultant and Sanay na po ako na after ng training, may binibigay po yung HR sa mga tao na i-rate yung aking training. Tapos, after rating, bibigay sa akin ng HR ano yung sa tingin nila. Kung okay ba yung session, okay ba ako as a speaker, as a facilitator. Then I get feedback. Then from that feedback, I try to improve. Ganun po. Minsan tayo, ayaw natin ng feedback, ano? Kasi nasasaktan agad tayo. At the more we deny or avoid feedback, we will be repeating the same mistakes again and again and again. Uulit po tayo sa ating mga kamalian. Alam mo na ngang hindi siya nag-work, inulit mo pa yung isang bagay na hindi nag-work. Now, in terms of business, in terms of relationships, alam mo na ngang naiirita siya sa isang sa mga words na ganyan, yung mga trigger words. Alam mo na ngang naiirita siya. Inulit mo pa. You did not listen to feedback. Or you chose to ignore feedback. Sabi na nga ng mga tao, sabi ng karamihan, ang hirap naman ito, napaka-komplikado. Ayun pa rin. You still didn't mind it. Tuloy pa rin yung pag-push. So, hindi pa rin maganda yung performance. No, so some things need to be pushed also. Merong mga bagay na mahirap ituro sa society or sa grupo, pero importante siya. Okay lang yun, you know, you push it. But at the same time as you push it, make it simple. Parang you learn from what people are saying. What are the things that hinder them from proceeding, from complying, from purchasing, from listening, from attending, from reciprocating? Diba? Ano yun? What are those things that hinder you? Pag hindi tayo nakinig, hindi natin mapapasimple ang mga bagay. Kung may anak po kayo, what are your children saying? What are they really saying? They are afraid to tell you kasi natatakot sila sa iyo. So you have to set aside time and ask, anak, kamusta ka na? How was your day? What was your biggest challenge this week? Sa simula, sasabihin yan, okay lang ako. Hindi, wala naman. Ayos lang ako. No? But if you go deeper, ask more, you probe, you be a friend, you guide, ayan, lalabas at lalabas yung mga issue. So, what's the feedback? Yun po yun. Yeah. What's the feedback? Try to ponder on that. Or maybe, are we actually asking for feedback? Nagtatanong ba tayo, how was my session? Or how's the book that, kunwari, author ka? How's the book? Kamusta yung experience mo? Ngayon po kasi, I launched a book writing course. 20, no? Short videos, experiment lang. I wanted to simplify the process. 2 to 3 minute videos lang siya. Pero dinamihan ko 20. Kasi these days, what's working is the TikTok type, the short video type, the reels. Kasi walang panahon ng mga tao to watch long courses. Walang panahon yan. May panahon sila for 2 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. So that's what I did. Jam-packed information in 2 to 3 minutes per video. So bawi na lang ako sa dami para mas marami silang mapulot. Tapos sinimplihan ko, hindi ko na minahalan. Mura na lang. No? 99 pesos lang for a course. I used to sell courses at 1,500. Ayan. Ngayon, 99 lang. Andali for them. No, it's so easy for them to enroll. So, ngayon, nakikita ko, nag-chat-chat kami ng mga bumili ng course. Ang ganda ng feedback. Marami silang natutunan. First video pa lang, may impact na. second video, na-motivate na sila. Tapos naggagawa na sila ng book cover. Nakakatuwa. Talagang basing on that feedback, marami silang gustong itanong sa akin. So, nakinig ako. Nag-create ako ng chat out of that course. Within the Facebook group, may chat within it para anything they ask, I can serve them. And yan, nagkakaroon ng interaction and I learn more about them. So, simple lang. I created those videos, then a chat group. Simple lang. No more complicated websites. Even my websites, I simplified it. I just used Canva. You know, if you're a subscriber of Canva, you can actually create websites there. It's so simple. Kung anong, how you make a poster, you can translate that into a website. How you make a presentation, pwede na siyang website. Pinasimple ni Canva ang buhay natin. Dati, kailangan pa ng Adobe, kailangan pa ng mga mamahalin na apps. Ngayon, simple lang through Canva. And those who are able to simplify things, they win. Diba? Sa mga fans ng Canva dyan. Parang grabe, no? Ano sila? Raving fans. Ah, ang dali-dali lang ng Canva. Ang dali lang gawin ng poster. So, you see, when you make things simple, you win. When you simplify things. But if you insist on your complicated approach, yan, mahihirapan ka. Alright? What's the feedback? Yun po yun. Balikan nyo po yung mga trabaho nyo. Yung trabaho nyo. Whatever you're doing, whatever profession, if it's product or services, if you're selling a product, what are they saying about your product? Kung nagbebenta ka ng pagkain, masarap ba? Anong kulang? Kulang ba sa asin? Kulang sa asukal? Ayan, feedback. Kung ikay nagbibigay ng services, how was my service? What would you have wanted? Ano yung lacking sa experience? Kontento ka ba? Feedback, no? Feedback. Simplify it. Listening is the simplest way to learn. So, ganun po. What's the feedback? Alright. So, those are the 3 points I wanted to share this evening. A little bit of review. The first question you want to ponder when you want to make things simple is it easy? Madali lang ba siyang gawin? Madali lang ba siyang maintindihan? Madali lang ba ang proseso? Second is, does it work? Gumagana ba? May bumibili ba? Nakikinig ba sila? Nagkakaroon ba ng impact? Nagkakaroon ba ng changes? Ayan, nag-work ba siya? Umaandar ba siya? Nag-grow ba? Nag-grow ba tayo? The third question is, that you want to ponder is, what's the feedback? What are they saying? How can we improve this? A listening session. Para po mas mapapasimple natin ang mga bagay-bagay. So, yun lang po. And if you are an aspiring author or maybe just thought of writing a book someday, ayan po, I'm offering my book hack writing course. 20 book hacks, 20 videos po siya. Para kahit sabihin mo, hindi naman ako author, but you know, one day you might be. One day God might inspire you to write that book. So maybe it's time to learn that. So I prepared 20 videos and you can just check the link there. And you'll be led to a very simple website, a Canva page. And you'll find there how to go about it. And just click that link there and see if it's for you. So yun lang po. God bless you always. Bye and keep being fired up and make things simple.